On January 12, 2011, polling you, number 26. Greenbridge friends, this is Michael here from Bridge Hands. Good to have you back again. We're going to take a look at another exciting slam bid today. Opportunities for the opener, responder, and the defenders too. Lots of things here to watch. In fact, we'll go ahead and do this a What's Wrong with Waldo again. You'll recall those. That's the one where his kids, we took a look at the pictures and we saw where things were wrong with the picture. We're going to run through this hand two times. The first one, well, probably won't be bid and played quite right. So see what errors you catch, and we'll go through it a second time, see if we can fix those flaws. Here we go. Vulnerable for north-south, not vulnerable east-west. South, what is your bid? Well, we've got ace-king tight in the rounded suits. There's 14 points. In spades, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 for the king-queen-jack. Since it's sixth time, we could probably add another 2 points, 22. I'd say open two clubs. All right, over to west. West, not much there. Fortunately, an ace of spades, and then a queen running in clubs, but that's a pass. To north. North, what do you want to bid? We've got a ace of diamonds, a queen of hearts, queen 10, five times. Singleton clubs might be of interest. And we got some running spades there. You think maybe two hearts? Okay, we'll give that a go, two hearts. Over to east. Nothing to talk about with the king, queen, jack, 10, five times in diamonds. A pass. To south, south. Well, we heard two hearts from our partner. Sounds promising. We've got ace, king, tight. But we have a lovely spade suit, and we're going to show it now. Two spades. A pass by west. North. Hey, we like that. We expected partner to bid clubs with a singleton, our rule of anticipation, as we like to call it. But with spades, oh, wonderful. So four spades is the bid. Pass by east. South says four spades. Good. Let's go for no trump. Pass. One diamond, the ace of diamonds by north. Second step, that's five diamonds. Pass by east. All right. South says we have two ace kings. We have king, queen, six of spades. Our partner either has an ace of diamonds or an ace of spades, either of which, let's go six spades. All right. Six spades is passed out. The opening lead. Well, maybe we can catch something with partner in clubs. So lead the queen of clubs. We look at the dummy. We make our plan. From declarer's hand, we have no losers in hearts. We have no losers in clubs. We have three losers in diamonds. One loser in spades. Well, obviously, we have to do something about the diamonds. What can we do? Well, if we play the ace, king of clubs, we can pitch two of diamonds. That will give us to the ace, four of diamonds. So that'll reduce us down to one loser there. And we have plenty of transportation to the dummy, so after the ace, king of hearts is played, we can go ahead and play the queen of hearts and get a pitch over there also. Yeah, it looks like we have a plan. Let's do it. Play a club, no help from east, plays a five low, false cards and ace of clubs, and off with their plan. Let's go ahead and get those spades off the table. King of spades, west covers with the ace, low spade from dummy, low spade from east. Well, continuing spades doesn't look to be of much help since dummy is out of clubs, so looks like switch to a diamond. Play the high diamond from Doubleton. Wins with the ace, signals encouragement with the jack of diamonds by east, and perhaps a false card of a five of diamonds from south. One more spades. If you recall, the spades were 6-4. They'd have to be 2-1. Since they both played, we'll play one more spade, discard of a low club, win it with a queen, and there's the last spade. At this time, we'll play an ace of clubs, club, pitch a diamond, club from east, ace of hearts, heart, 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 king of hearts, everybody follows again. We go back to the dummy with a low spade, up to the 10. We play the queen of hearts, pitching a diamond. Oh, how about that? We saw the jack fall. So the hearts were 3-3. So the heart suit was 5-3-3-2. Well, that's great. Play another club. Pitch our last diamond. And at this point, we can win the rest of the tricks. We have nothing but trump left. Okay, Waldo, what went wrong on that hand? Let's go back and take another look. Well, to begin, how do we feel about South's opening bid? It seems pretty good. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 4.5, 5 quick tricks here. So I'd say opening two clubs is fine. We have 20 high card points. And this suit, I'd say, is pretty much self-sustaining. If we have a singleton 2 from our partner, that suit is still going to stand up very nicely. Don't like the tripleton diamonds, but that's another story we'll come back to later. After two clubs, West passes. West, why did you pass? Why didn't you double two clubs? This might be a good lead director. You never know how the contract's going to end up. And with a queen jack 10 6 times, they're not going to be playing in two clubs doubled. That's for sure, especially with your outside ace. So double that artificial bid of two clubs. After two clubs doubled, North, how about you? Well, two hearts was the wrong bid before, and I don't think it's much better now. Look at that heart suit. Talk about moth-eaten. Queen, 10, 8, 6, 4. It's just full of holes, isn't it? We normally want to have two of the top three honors when we bid a suit, showing interest in slam with 8 points or more in a good suit. And we only have 6 points. We'll come back to this short point suit later. But right now, we only count length points if we're coming in a new suit. A redouble tends to show 10 points. In normal auctions, this auction is a little bit special. Advanced players use reverse meaning. That is, they will pass when they have enough points to get to game, and they will do a double, or in this case, redouble, to say they have no help at all. So at this point, I'd say just a pass. But for those of you who feel inclined to bid two diamonds, if you do, East, now you should whack that one. King, Queen, Jack, 10, 5 times. There was an opportunity for you to double to say, hey, partner, lead a diamond. I don't think they're going to make it in that suit. East has a pretty good perspective that somebody's long in spades, right? All right, so the auction so far was two clubs, double, pass, pass, back to South, two spades, pass by West. North, do not jump to four spades. That would be a weak bid. We normally do slow shows extras and fast denies extras. So immediately going to four spades shows you have no interest. And when you hear two spades, your hand becomes huge. You've got 4 points, the ace of diamonds, 3 more points for the singleton club, make 7. Perhaps another 1 point here with the nice spade holding, but at least 7. And then 2 more for the queen of hearts makes 9 points. So 3 spades, go slow. Your partner's not going to pass. Your partner's opened 2 clubs strongly already. After 3 spades, pass. 4 no trump, don't like it. 4 no trump is wrong when you don't have a ace or a king in a side suit. And look at our diamonds. Do not bid 4 no trump. They could take the ace-king before anything even gets started. So we have to come up with another bid. We Q-bid controls. Some of you may be uncomfortable with it, but follow along here. So after 3 spades, we bid 4 clubs. We show one of our controls, an ace or a king, in the suit. 4 clubs, an artificial bid, says nothing about length, just Q-bidding controls. We're not using the Blackwood bid here. Could be a double, although have you ever heard of a Simonex double? That's a double to remind yourself to go ahead and lead the suit later. You're going to be on lead because you know that your right-hand opponent, South, bid spades. So there's no reason to double the suit because, let's face it, you're going to be on lead this time. So doubling won't help that. So at any rate, after 4 clubs, a pass. And then we Q-bid our controls here in the North Hand. We heard what partner's doing, Q-bid and control. So we bid 4 diamonds to show that we have the ace or the king in the diamond suit. Okay, East, are you awake? 4 diamonds, what are you going to do? You've got king, queen, jack, 10, 5 times. You're going to double. Well, you're not going to say it that way. You're going to say double to show that we want that suit led. Come on, partner. If you have any questions about what suit to lead, this is our puppy to lead to South. Well, good. We heard that there is a ace or king of diamonds, but we're not so wild of the fact when we heard East double the suit. There's some smoke over there in the East hand. There could be some fire if the suit is led. So we're a little bit ill at ease. But knowing that our partner is forward going with us, didn't jump to 4 spades, which would have been a sign off, went 3 spades, showing extras, and then complied when we started cubiting the club ace. They bid the diamond ace or king. Looks like an ace. We hope it's not a king. So at this point, I'd say 4 no trump is a worthwhile bid, although some of you may want to take it a little bit slower. If you wanted to go slower after the four diamonds, you would bid five clubs to show your next control, that you have another control over there. Either way, let's say we went four no trump, pass. Our partner now shows one ace, second step, five diamonds. You could pass again here if you want to, but I think they're getting the picture. Partner should be leading that suit by your double from before. You get the point. So after five diamonds, a pass. Okay, we have two aces. Our partner has one, either the ace of spades or the diamond. It's kind of close, isn't it? I think a lot of people are going to go six spades, although with this three diamonds and a double by east, it's going to be a close call, isn't it? Let's say we go six spades and see what happens this time. Okay, opening lead from West. West, you paid attention. Your partner helped you. Rather than to lead this club suit, we should look at our hand a little bit differently. One is that we find that an ace doubleton of trump is a huge help. Anytime we have a tempo play, and ace doubletons provide us a chance for tempo. In other words, we can win a trick and then play another suit. We have two chances. Rather than shooting one torpedo, we've got two torpedoes in our submarine this time. So our partner wanted us to lead a diamond. We'll lead the nine of diamonds, top of doubleton. The hand evaluation we had before was just fine. We took a look from Declare's perspective. We have two heart winners, two club winners, no losers there. Three diamonds, we can cover one. We've got one spade loser. In essence, we've got to take care of three losers. The ace of spades, two diamonds. One of the losers, after we play the ace, king of clubs, and with only three in a suit, they're not going to be roughing right away, I don't believe. Don't think it's going to be an eight-card suit. So we played an ace of clubs, king of clubs, and pitching a diamond. That gets us down to just one loser there. And then we were going to play our ace, king of hearts, and pitch a heart there. But we have a tempo problem. You see the value of this ace of spades now, don't you? Aces can be huge, especially in a trump suit when accompanied by another card. When a spade is played, by the way, there's no reason not to go up with the ace. Our partner's not going to have a singleton king in this auction, by the way the opponents would bid. At other lower levels, we sometimes have to worry about whether it's a king singleton by our partner. In this case, I don't think we need to. So with a diamond lead, goes with ace, we signal encouragement, maybe about a queen. Sometimes people play a king, shows, give a non-obvious card back, but we just play a jack, false card with our five of diamonds. We came back with a club, club, king, club, followed, played another club, club, pitching a diamond, and a club by east, played a spade. The ace was won immediately by West, spade, spade, and it's now or never. Our West plays a diamond. We saw that the Declare was trying to pitch diamonds rapidly, pitched one on that king of clubs, a diamond, and our partner can win it with as low as they want to since the nine was played initially, plays an eight, and the eight of diamonds wins the trick. So at this point, the Declare has the rest of the tricks, but their tempo was one too late, and East-West was able to set the contract. So looking at the hands again, two clubs, I believe, was a fine bid. A double of two clubs would have been better than passing. Do not bid two hearts with a queen-ten, moth-written, five-card suit. If there was a two-diamond bid, we would expect East to double that artificial bid as well. This is a huge advantage for the defenders. Otherwise, it's likely that West will maybe play the wrong lead. If hearts are ever shown, a queen third is a bad suit, right? Because if they have five, and if you've got three, your partner has three, they have two, they're likely to promote that suit, in which case they did. And you'll recall, to summarize, is that having an ace doubleton in trump can be a huge advantage. In this case, it made all the difference. And finally, after that double of two diamonds or of five diamonds, ace showing, South, you ought to think a little bit more carefully about just bludgeoning in to slam, because with that type of a lead directing bid with three babies, we can see we've got some problems. If we had the first round of control of spades, the ace, king, queen, say, rather than king, queen running, that would be a whole nother story, but you saw it and remember what happened. So consider having the first and second round of controls in trumps as well as the ones that you have on the side suits. All right, well, I hope you enjoyed the lesson. Waldo went out to play. We're all back here and ready for more action on Friday with another slam bidding exercise. So thanks for coming over to Bridge Hands. I hope you enjoyed the show and have a great day playing bridge.